There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
As a Gen Z, millennial, or nagfifiling millennial, browsing through social media has really provided a quick escape from everything. From your akads, work, and basically life in general, it really helps break free from stress and the negative vibes. With Globe Prepaid, you can now connect, share, and react more with its Go Plus offers. With just 99 pesos, you can continue browsing and surfing through the internet wherever you go. Go Plus 99 Go Share offers you 16GB of data that you can use to browse Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or even Kumu and House Party for 7 days. To register, just dial *143 # on your mobile phone or download Globe One app or GCash to enjoy the promo. Browsing through social media is now much better with Globe Prepaid's Go Plus 99. Register now!
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina. If this is your first time hearing about us, we are a podcast and a community that aims to be a safe space para may pagkwentuhan sa iba't ibang Pilipino sa buong mundo. I am your sunshine Cleo, but you can just call me Cleo. I am the founder of Hiraya Pilipina and your host here at Kwentuhang Pilipina. For today's episode, we are so honored to have fashion stylist, entrepreneur of her own brand since 2017, with works that stunned even the international community. She has worked with the biggest artists, designers, shows, and more in the industry. And today, she is willing to share the secrets of the one and only G. Hoxson. Welcome to Kwentuhang Pilipina, G.
Hello! Super nice to be here.
Yeah. Okay, so G, we usually start our podcast episodes with a little icebreaker.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay, so we are going to be playing Never Have I Ever.
Okay, I'm excited.
I'm sure you're familiar with it already naman.
Yeah, ready.
Yeah, so just feel free to expound if you like as well.
Sure.
So for the first one, never have I ever wanted to do corporate work over creative.
Okay, I think I have. Mm-hmm. Only because I went to New York for my internship.
Wow. New York is
and
my dream.
Then, that was my second internship in Enderun. Mm-hmm. So, being in New York, I wanted to have my own name out there, but internationally, since, you know, when I was there, my bosses made me head intern, something na parang not usual. So, I was bossing around locals. So, sabi ko, wow, it feels good. I want to be here because I like being a boss, but I'm a very good follower, but I love being a boss. So yeah, that was my first thought and my first saying about, okay, probably fashion is not really for me. Although, still in fashion, but not a fashion stylist. Yon.
Ooh.
I was interning in Thailand. So that's a part closet-to-closet business form.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so there, business-minded but fashion. So sabi ko, I put it, but after graduating, parang sabi ko, oh, okay, I can integrate the ones I learned in New York, in the Philippines, and still be a fashion stylist. But yeah, you know, environment really does something to you. When you're
yes.
there, you're like, oh, I want to be in corpo. But when you're out there, you're like, okay, wait lang. I don't want to be in corpo.
Mm-hmm. But in the line of work that you do today, you were able to integrate those two things naman, no? The business side and the fashion side.
Yes.
It's amazing.
It is hard because that's not really the usual setup here in the Philippines. But I think it's working, being in the industry for almost 4 years now.
Yeah, definitely. I'm excited to dive deeper about that topic later on. For the next one, G, never have I ever thought of going for the minimalist aesthetic.
Never.
We love colors here.
At first, I was really scared to explore into colors. But looking at it now, it's really a play in the eye. It's what you make with focal points, the first impressions. That's what I like, making first impressions to things. So parang when I'm styling something, I want it to be nice at first glance. Ooh. Like in an artist eye and business minded eye. So I have those two. So if you're an investor, if you're a brand, what do you want to see first? Versus if you're an artist, if you're a photographer, what do you want to see first? So I'm trying to integrate those two with an image. That's it, sister.
Love it. So you've always been into colorful pieces.
Well, not really, but I wanted something nice and edgy and integrating colors without being super costumey. You know, it's hard in fashion. When you're too dressed up or you're too colorful, it tends to look costumey. It's what they call it.
So can you describe that word, costumey, for our audience?
Okay, so parang costumey is when you wear big sleeves with funny prints and then big pants with funny prints, and then you integrate those two, you're like, you look like McDonald's. Parang, to me, okay, we can look McDonald's, but high fashion McDonald's, you know, just one, like one element lang the statement, 1 to 2 elements the statement. Because I'm not a maximalist like Iris Apfel. Iris Apfel is one of the fashion icon in the world. Okay. Who's really old now, but she's really good in doing maximalist aesthetic.
Yeah. So nandun ka sa middle ground.
Yeah. Something faithful to both market.
Right. For the next one, G, never have I ever felt discouraged to pursue fashion.
Oh, I have. I most definitely have.
Tell us about it.
Only because I'm surrounded in my family. I'm surrounded with business-minded people. My family has a accounting firm business. And marketing business. So to them, me being in a creative industry, it's really foreign to them, and I had to explain my goals. And I had to really fight for it because it's really going against in what they believe in. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, but I don't want to come off as a disrespectful daughter. So I just fought for it, basically, and didn't ask any capital. Because every business, you need to have a capital, right?
Right.
So mine was little to no capital since it's already... It's the investment here is the recommendations. The recommendations, yeah.
So it's possible. It's possible na kahit hindi pareho yung line of work na gusto mong i-pursue sa nakikita ng parents mo or sa line of work ng parents mo, it's possible for you to fight for your dreams.
Yeah, it's possible, but keep it siguro realistic. Because sometimes when you try to pitch something foreign to your parents or to anyone who doesn't know the industry, you might oversell it.
We
don't want to oversell. We want to be realistic. And I've always been a realist since I was in college. So I'm like, okay, I can do this, but at this amount. Funny, like my image in college before, she's like, oh, geez. Angel, my name in college was Angel. Angel is so uptight, but I'm like, no, I just want to get things done. Because you know how the environment in the school was, they were super chill. Mine was, no, let's get things done ASAP.
Well, it's really great to hear about that. And I hope I can experience that environment myself, like sa face-to-face classes. Because
haven't?
Not yet. I'm only a freshman. So first year ko pa lang.
Oh no, don't worry about it. It's going to be fun for sure. Especially the new facilities. You know, I've been there. I've been there like, say 5-6 months ago. We did a shoot.
So for everyone's reference, for our listeners' reference, G and I are going, well, I am going to the same college as G. So we both went to Enderon Colleges. Enderonist. Okay, so to dive deeper naman, G, no, this time, in your career as a fashion stylist, I am so excited to hear about this. Can you tell us more about your humble beginnings? Like, what really got you into fashion? Especially since you took up Bachelor of Science in Business Administration and Management in college.
Hey, Boss Besties! Kwentuhang Pilipina podcast is a safe space to share the stories of different inspiring Filipinos. This is a safe space. This is your safe space. And isn't your tote bag supposed to be a safe space for your belongings too? That is why I am so grateful to share with you that our This is a Safe Space tote bag in collaboration with Hiraya Pilipina is available now! For only 299 pesos, you get a washable and reusable 14 inches by 16 inches tote bag with zipper. Super spacious. We told you, it is a safe space. Order now at shopee.ph/hirayapilipina and don't forget to tag us once you copped your own tote bag.
Actually, I'll tell my course first in Enderon. So in Enderon, I'm a BSBA Marketing Management graduate with a minor in Fashion Marketing and a certificate in Roche. So I really love to overwork myself. So ever since then in college, I really wanted to get into styling. I've been watching Rachel Zoe, I think, since 2011, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I've been so curious in how it is. And I wanted to dress up people for money. First, of course, in a business perspective, I'm like, oh, shucks. I might earn a lot in this. Because seeing how Rachel Zoe is and how she has access to every luxury brands, for Givenchy to Saint Laurent. So my humble beginning was, I just, after graduating, like the night of graduating, I was already looking for internships for fashion styling. So the day after my graduation, I already started under a fashion stylist here in the Philippines. And then, so seeing how it is there, I can't help but recognize what I could have done if it was me who's the leader. It's not them who's wrong. It's just me being too observant.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so afterwards, I eventually wanted to start my own after 3 to 4 months.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, because sabi ko, sayang naman the time. And I wanted, and I don't know, I think it's in my blood.
Right.
I want that recognition ASAP. So doing all the test shoots, that's how you get to meet people in the industry. So test shoots are basically, you collaborate with photographers, models, and makeup artists without any fee, and designers. So you practice aesthetic. You practice how you execute things when you're actually in a shoot. So if it doesn't work, it's fine. If it works, better. So that's what I've been doing for 2017. And then eventually, I got recognized by Miss Karina Sanchez. She tapped me. So she tapped me and then loved me. and then after that, I got invited in doing a campaign shoot for Bella for Karina. So that was my very first billboard in EDSA.
Wow.
January. So like, wow.
Yeah, hearing about it, like, correct me if I'm wrong, this is not your first choice.
It wasn't. I wanted to be a merchandiser or a buyer for fashion brands. So, because my dream was to go to a fashion show in Europe, to attend a fashion show in Europe. But how can you do that if you're not really important, right? So, it's either you're a buyer, you're a celebrity, you're an influencer. So, it's like, oh my gosh, I gotta choose one. I am not an influencer. I am not a celebrity. So, I need to be a buyer. Because I have an on what looks good, siguro, on people. So, yeah. So, I got my first billboard in January 2018. And then, at the same month, I also got tapped by the same aesthetic company but different agency for Belo Den for March naman, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the first quarter, I had two billboards in EDSA.
Wow. Deserve. I love hearing those stories. Yes, go ahead.
they didn't know na parang I did that noong January 2018. So, they actually did that out of just pure practice aesthetic, siguro.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice. And it's nice.
And you're continuing to do what you started from 2018 up until now. And
yeah.
Right now, Gino, I wanted to talk to you about this because there's a stereotype among stylists that this line of work isn't for those who graduated college, and being a fashion stylist isn't for those who, you know, graduated from a prestigious school. But you graduated from Enderon Colleges with a BSBA in marketing management, as you've mentioned earlier. So
yeah,
hearing about that, does that shock people when they knew about it?
They actually do. You are a graduate pala. Because sometimes that's my icebreaker, especially when I know that we have connections.
Okay.
Or like friends. So my icebreaker is always like, oh, I'm actually from Enderon.
I love using that line. I can relate.
So their demeanor changed. They're like, oh, really? Oh, that's so nice. But some are like, oh, di ikaw na, yeah, man. So I go, oh, actually, it says no. This is actually hard-earned money for my parents.
Yeah.
So.
So, paano yun? After they're, you know, shocked and nag-change yung atmosphere after you drop that you're from Enderon, is that a huge thing in the industry that you've graduated from a prestigious school?
Yes.
It's Why? Actually
thing kasi the market that I'm trying to tap is class A to B. So knowing that we have common friends or common background or common education background, it gains more respect. It gives them more respect or gives me more respect. They give me more respect. I'm damning respect. Ayon, and then big brands, they wouldn't question me if I tried to borrow because they know naman that I have an educational background in a prestigious school. So it's really nice.
Right.
But because diba nga, so I've been trying class A to B people when and they know about Enderon. So they're like, oh my gosh, I should tap you again. Because you have the same background as them. Common background as them. It helps.
And that's the reality, no?
Huh?
And it's the reality.
Yeah, it's the reality, but it's okay. It's okay.
So, from that story and from that fact, I'm sure naman that as a fashion stylist, it doesn't really depend. Like, isang factor lang yung educational background, but that's not the whole thing. Like, you can still stand out as a stylist without, let's say, graduating.
Having an educational background in Enderon Kasi they teach you etiquette. Eh? They teach you how to talk to people, business people, and stuff. So when you present yourself to them, your clients, and to brands, with that kind of, how you say it, with that kind of aura,
right?
With the first impression that you're portraying to people, it helps. Like, Enron really helped me. Now I know how to talk to business people. Now I know how to not be afraid in talking to brand people. I know how to make elevator pitches.
Wow.
About myself to big brands or big celebrities.
Hearing about that, G, na nakatulong na you have this educational background, you have Enron with you, and you're doing great even in your humble beginnings from 2018. I'm sure you have a mission that you are bringing in your work. So can you tell us about that? Like, what was your mission as a stylist that really made you stand out?
I think my mission as a stylist was to have a business core. To have a business core in fashion styling. You know, like from pitching, sending pull letters, how you present yourself, how you talk to brands, how you say thank you. That's the most important part in talking to brands, knowing how to say thank you and say that you appreciate them. Because really, they already have a, what do you call this? They already have a name. And then they're helping you to create your name by lending you stuff.
Right.
So yeah, I think important yun.
Can you share with us how you say thank you to brands, like the right way?
Oh, okay. For posts? Okay. So for brands, I always send them an email or a thank you token. But the classy ones, because, you know, classy people. So kailangan, when you send tokens to them, it's not just cookies or anything, because it's not parang a recollection. I send them diptyque sometimes. Try the candle from diptyque. I send them wine. I send them stuff. And with that note, I email them then, thank you so much for accommodating our pools. Here are the BTS photos. And then I send them the BTS behind the scenes photos. And then looking forward to working with you again soon. With love, G. Hawkson. And then I have the signature at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You know when like corporate have like G. Hawkson, CEO and founder.
Right.
See? It's so funny. I don't even look at it, but you know, it's important. Of a branding. And they're happy if you feel like your branding is aligned with them. So the more chances you have a chance to pull. Pull is a term we use for fashion styling. That term it means to borrow, to lend, to loan. Mm-hmm. Not out, it's pull.
Wow. These days, the best way to relax is through social media apps like Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok. Sobrang fun niya kasi because you see different people, stories, and opinions. And you know what I think? That is beautiful. Speaking of social media, did you know that with just 99 pesos, you can now have so much fun with it? With Go Plus 99 with GoShare, you get a total of 16 gigabytes of data. That is 8 gigabytes of all sites to do what you need and 8 gigabytes of data for apps that you love. You also get unlimited texts to all networks valid for 7 days. Register to Go Plus 99 via new Globe One app, GCash, or dial *143# hashtag on your phone. Browsing with Globe Prepaid means breaking free from stress. So register to Go Plus 99 GoShare now. So, G, you have built your name even in just a short amount of time when you started from 2018. And now you're continuing to work with huge names in the industry. So for all aspiring fashion stylists out there, Can you share what does it take? You know, what does it take to be as successful as you, or how do they start?
I think first, my advice to them is actually getting a business background, mainly marketing, because what you're doing in fashion styling is actually marketing the celebrities, marketing them to look good. You're actually attracting investors. You're actually attracting directors, casting people to hire them. Not just to celebrities, but also to like models. So knowing how to move and how to use them, it's an edge for a fashion stylist who has a business-minded or business marketing background. Because sometimes, you know, in the industry, they wouldn't know that you know things. You don't know, for example, the usage of collaterals, materials. Some clients wouldn't know na, oh, okay, you can take advantage of this person because she doesn't know anything, blah, blah, blah. So knowing that, no, actually, itong collateral to is this much, like X amount. Try getting a billboard. Diba getting a billboard parang 1M per month, and then cost per view. Mm-hmm. So how I beat my rate is always that, okay, how many viewers will I get from this? So I times that. It's really technical. It's funny, but it's technical. So yeah, get a business marketing background and have fashion marketing, minor in fashion, be a minor in fashion marketing. And afterwards, when you master those two, that's the time you get into fashion styling. Because fashion styling is fun. But like, you know, when it's always fun, you tend to lose yourself.
Mm.
You tend to lose yourself na you forget what the things that you should be doing, taxes, you forget the receipts, you forget
the technical stuff.
And then diba parang if you don't know those things, a year after parang, oh shucks, I missed my taxes last year. So I have to pay a penalty this year.
Right.
So, ganon.
Aside from that, do you have any other tips for those who want to start being a fashion stylist aside from getting a...
I think read a lot of history and not just history in anything, also in history and fashion. History and fashion and history and life, because you have to intertwine them. Because sometimes you use, kunwari, a logo where it's really offending to the world.
Right.
It's cute or fashionable and you didn't know because you didn't study history. So studying history for reals and then studying history and fashion, it needs to be done. And do a lot of reading and practice with your eye. Like, look at a lot of image. You don't actually need to overthink and say, oh, this skirt goes well with this and this. No, you just have to go to look at things every day because that's how my night ends all the time.
Wow.
I just look at images and see what works, what doesn't work, research, and then I dream about it. And then I wake up, I read stuff naman about business. Like Leaders Eat Last book.
Mm-hmm.
So mga ganon. So I needed to be a leader in the morning and an artist at night.
Living ano a double life of what you call that.
Yeah. It looks like it, but they can coexist. Definitely could coexist. I think one of the people who's also business-minded here in the Philippines and is also a fashion stylist is Pam Quiñones. I really look up to her and I wanted to be like her. And she's super smart.
Mm-hmm.
So, parang, okay, I need to be this. To study a lot, be business-minded. But yeah, so having those experiences then, that made me think that I couldn't do both since, yun nga, what you said earlier, right, it's like living a double life, right? So I created my own team.
Wow, yeah.
But, you know, having being an entrepreneur, it always pays talaga. to know what you're doing. I had to know how your business works, and then and you delegate it to someone else. So that way, when he messes up, you know, because you know how it works now.
Right.
So I have a manager. I have a manager. I have a driver guard, because most of the time we carry mga 2 to 3 accessories for shoots.
Hmm.
And I have 3 assistants. So now we're 6 in my team.
Wow! Congratulations! I loved hearing these advices, and I'm sure our aspiring stylists and who are currently listening right now are getting a lot from this conversation. Do you?
It's very lengthy, and it's very damning words.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing. You have that's my goal, right?
Yeah.
That's my actually have business and fashion in one. So the people who's hearing me right now has to hear the boring stuff. And the fun stuff is actually creating art.
Yeah.
And having, and most importantly, being irresponsible and borrowing clothes because you are just borrowing them. Mm. So it's a fun. You have to be super meticulous because little scratches can actually damage you. Because since you're borrowing, that's parang right, the item is 10-15,000 worth. You have to pay that. You have to pay 15K if you damage something that's not yours.
Right. And from what you said, you know, about living this double life, like you were a business leader in the morning and an artist at night, I believe they should hindi naman kailangan na mag-contrast sila, because you can integrate them, and being a good business leader can make you a good artist as well. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I actually agree with that. And parang siyang chess moves and strategy. Again, with marketing. So you have to strategize on how to execute some stuff. And I believe that having those two coexist, parang you're strategizing, okay, with this marketing stint that you're doing, who's the market that you're trying to tap? So what do they want to see? Yung ganon, and be an artist at the same time.
Right. So now, G, we are heading over to the values, you know, the values that you have that made you good connections. Because in this industry, having good connections is very important, just like what you said earlier as well. So, may I ask, what are your non-negotiables when it comes to your principles in work? You know, these are the values that you must see in the people you work with.
I think non-negotiable for me, number one, is the way you address people, like the way you call people. When you're in the corporate world, you just address each other super by name. So, in my company, my standard is address everyone with sir or ma'am, regardless of who they are and what they are. Unless they give you the permission not to call them that, address them with sir or miss. Secondly, always talk professionally, because mm-hmm. how the industry is, they have their own language. But for me, no, just be professional, act professional, and deliver what you promised. My number three non-negotiable is looking professional as well.
Ooh. Why is it important for you?
Because first impression matters. Mm. Even if you borrow clothes, that's the time to say when you meet the designers or the marketing head people from the different brands. So if you wear shorts and polo, it wouldn't really give a class A, class B impression to them.
Mm-hmm.
It would just give them an assistant impression, which I don't want for my company. So what I wanted them to do is wear a Siguro blazer under that casual shenanigans and be casual after you pull. But while you're encountering the big brands, be professional as you can. And look professional as you can, and smell nice. Because that's how you like tap people and making a person better. Tap all their senses. So you have the looks, you have the smell, when they hear you and when they feel you around. I have to tap all of those. If may isang missing, there's something wrong. If may smell ka na, pag wala kang smell, there's something wrong for me. Ganun ako controlling, if you would say.
It's actually some great advice. I mean, it's not something that you always hear, you know. I know you are just very authentic and you just say what you think. And I love that about you. I'm taking notes. I'm taking down notes. So,
at a party, what's the first thing you look at? What they're wearing.
Right.
Top to bottom, you would see what they're wearing. Second siguro is how they smell. And third is how they talk.
So, from these non-negotiables that you mentioned, since you mentioned three, how important are they in staying afloat in the industry?
To me, it's super important to be consistent.
Mm-hmm.
We evolve, but be consistent. We adapt, but we have to be consistent. That's the thing with being in a creative industry. So when you want to look fashionable, when you want to smell smell nice, you have to adapt siguro what ano yung upcoming trends, or have a classic look, classic scent, classic hair.
Love that.
Ayun, that's how I want my people to be. But in terms of executing fashion, siguro just don't look cheap.
Right.
Hey, what's up? My name is Alton, and I'm pretty sure you're enjoying this podcast, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna enjoy mine as well. The name of my podcast is called Life on the Grow. If you want random book recommendations from a mediocre reader, that's me. More life advice, kinda, and a little bit of random conversations. Check out Life on the Grow on Spotify, and I'll be there waiting with a beer at hand, of course. Let's keep growing. Let's keep going. Now back to this awesome podcast.
You mentioned that it is truly important for you to be consistent, to evolve but be consistent, and to have that classic na makikilala ka. Tama ba? Na parang, this one is classic, this one is consistent, and you will be known for it. Is
yeah.
That,
yeah. Like, ibang good example. Si Kim Jones. Jones used to be ni Jericho Rosales.
Yeah.
He has already a DNA to how she executes her image. So that's the standard. That's the thing that she has to be consistent about. So yun, so it goes out parang, okay, kailangan ko maging trendy and edgy and interesting. Sino pa ba? Si Halsey. The artist.
Yeah.
She already has her DNA then. So when you look at her image from 2016 till now, it's very consistent, but it's evolving. Yeah. Parang ganun.
Yes, I'm getting it. Also, naalala ko si Heart Evangelista.
Diba? Heart Evangelista has her own. She's a parang the sweetheart, high fashion person.
Yes.
She's both, but when you put her in edgy clothes, she still looks like a sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Her in a long dress, she still looks like a sweetheart. So that's her DNA, diba? Her stylist, Cactus, is really good at that.
So what can you say about trends? Like, do you not advise fashion people to go after trends because that would not make them classic?
It depends on what the person likes. But to me, it's fun if you explore and find your own DNA. The strength, like, they're just guide. Now, if you're getting lost, that's what's there. But it's nice. It's better, I feel like, to be a fashion trendsetter than a trend follower.
Wow, right.
Just explore, like layer colors. Like, what I noticed in Philippines,
mm-hmm.
they're super scared in exploring colors. Like, her blocking is nice. Diba? What you see normally, they always wear white shoes, black shoes. Oftentimes, you see lang konti na maraming color na shoes. Red shoes, diba?
Oo nga, no? Now that you mentioned it, it's actually... Yeah, that's true. That's actually true, especially here in the Philippines. Like, parang takot tayo mag-stand out from the crowd.
Yeah. Super. Pero may certain group ngayon na parang, wow, tumatabang kayo ah. Kasi they try to... No, I mean, they couldn't afford the most expensive stuff. Hello? They couldn't afford the most expensive stuff. So, they thrift shop.
Yeah.
Classic pieces, trendy pieces, and they play with textures. So, yeah.
What I'm getting from this is to really evolve and to not be afraid to explore and to find what works for you. But also, if you've already found that one, you try to be consistent.
Yeah, parang same silhouette, but better texture. Mm.
Right.
Technicality. But yeah, like, siguro, when you see our uniform, have you seen our uniform?
Not yet. But I've browsed through your portfolios and through your photos.
No, I mean our Enderon uniform.
Sorry?
Our Enderon uniform.
Oh, yes, yes. Enderon uniform. Right.
So, parang yun yung classic, diba?
Hmm.
How would I do it? Siguro in exploring same silhouette but different texture is different tela. So pleated or oversized blazer or flare skirt. Pero same silhouette, same length.
Right. Ganon.
Gossip Girl.
I loved Gossip Girl.
Well, which one do you like? The old one or...
I haven't watched the new one, so I definitely loved the old one. Serena, diba? Blair, yeah.
I noticed how Blair evolved, but still Blair.
Oh, that's a good example. Oo nga, yeah. Oo nga. So now, G, moving forward to our last question, no, for this Kwentuhan. Because, you know, in the modern age, it's so easy to be overwhelmed with media and the online space.
Yeah.
So, I want to ask, how do you keep your work authentic and how do you stay true to yourself?
Ooh. Okay, so first, let's get it out there. A lot of people don't like me. I don't want to people please. Or like try to shape myself in the way that's really acceptable to certain people. Most people my age are like that. So what I do is have, alam mo yung horse shield. You know how horses are, yung sa side, you don't see stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just be that and be unbothered. And be happy with what you do. I think the most important thing in having a career similar to mine is being happy in what you do. Because if not, the word quality will deteriorate. Like, if you try to please people all the time, you would try to please their aesthetic and you wouldn't find your true self. You wouldn't find your true DNA because you keep on changing because of other people. So stay unbothered, be focused. And if you really love what you're doing, do that and be happy. Because you have a lot of supporters. You would have a lot of assistants who believe in you. That's super humbling because when I started this, I barely had any assistant. I had my yaya, my driver, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when lately we've put up parang looking for assistants, super humbling na, wow, 8 people tried to apply, 10 people tried to apply, and there's this other school who's trying to apply. I mean, try to do a partnership with me to get interns then, immersion. It's like, oh, really? Have I really made this mark? Sometimes I couldn't believe it. Because, yun nga, again, I have those horse shield, horse something. I don't know what to call it. I don't even know what I've been doing. I don't know pala I have an impact na with those people. I don't know. I didn't notice na I had a following na. Mm. They look up to me. It's like, oh my gosh. Thank you so much. So what people say na parang, gee, you're so great. Parang sobrahan na ako sa ganon.
You also sometimes do not know how to respond to compliments.
Yeah, but it makes me awkward. Kasi parang I would not think na that's legit. Because I haven't been thinking about that. Because I'm staying true to myself and humble na ito pa lang ako. Parang to me, I'm just starting. Pero yun pala, hindi. It's like, really? I'm still starting. Saying, what do you mean, my friends in the publishing people? In the publishing industry. It's like, oh, I'm so honored you guys featured me. And even if I'm still starting, sabi nila, what do you mean? You're already established. I go, am I? I look like I'm fishing, but really, I don't have an idea pala na ganun na pala. To me, it's, I'm just doing my job. And now, I recently started for Manila Luzon.
Wow. Well, I believe that, you know, when we're just so focused in the process and in doing our work that we love, sometimes hindi na natin nakikita na we already have this recognition. And it's just a nice feeling to have when you're recognized and you're just here doing what you love, focused on your job, your work.
Because I stay true to my present. I don't think of what to do next. I only do that after I do a certain job. Because, of course, I'm thinking for a company. Okay, fudge. How do I give naman sweldo to my people? But yeah, before this podcast, actually, I was looking at my achievements. It's like, oh my gosh, I did that. I did that. I had an interview with this person.
Mm-hmm.
But because to me, parang it didn't happen. And then when you review it, parang, oh, shocks, it really happened.
I know that feeling. It's so surreal.
Yeah, it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, G, this was such an amazing and wonderful and authentic Quintuan with you. So just to conclude this episode, I want to share what stayed with me from my Quintuan. And there are three things. First is that first impression matters. This is just, you know, some straightforward advice. I love it. You know, for you to look professional as you can and to smell nice and to tap all the senses, as you said, as you mentioned. The second one is to evolve, but be consistent.
Yeah.
And the last one is to be happy with what you do and do not try to please people all the time. So, Kayuba listeners, for you, you know, what stayed with you? Please do not forget to share the podcast, your Instagram stories, and tag us at Quintuang Pilipina, at G Hawkson, and yours truly at Your Sunshine Cleo of what stayed with you. Ano na natili sa inyo from our Quintuan? Please join us on our Facebook group, Quintuang Pilipina Community, at doon natin ituloy itong Quintuan. Special thanks to our managing editor, Ayana Patrimonio, and this podcast is brought to you by Hiraya Pilipina and Podcast Network Asia. This has been your Sunshine Cleo, and I will be back for more Quintuan every Monday on major podcast platforms. So please do not forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook, Quintuang Pilipina.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.